Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to speak in the rhythm of American English. Speaking in the rhythm of English will make you sound more like a native speaker, and more importantly, it will be easier for people to understand you. In order to speak with the right rhythm, you have to stress the right words and right syllables. Stressing the wrong words can be confusing to your listener. In every phrase, there is usually one word which receives the most stress. This is known as the focus word, and using focus words in your speech is a key part to being understood by native speakers and an essential part of speaking with an American accent. If you haven't already listened to podcast number 57, I recommend that you do so before using this podcast. Podcast number 57 explains the rules for choosing focus words in full detail. The focus of this week's podcast is to practice using focus words in some key American expressions. As we learned in podcast number 57, in any phrase or sentence, certain words receive more stress. Their vowels are longer, and the pitch of their stressed syllable is somewhat higher. These are known as content words. Content words include verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, WH question words, such as what, where, who, how, why, or when, and demonstratives. This, that, these, and those. These types of words are usually the most important and newest pieces of information in our conversation. We also learned that there is usually one word which receives the most stress, and this is known as the focus word. We learned that the last content word of a phrase is often the focus word. Here's an example that illustrates this principle. She found a new job. Notice how I stress the words found, new, and job. These words are content words. Found is a verb, new an adjective, and job is a noun. Notice how their vowel is longer and the pitch is slightly higher. She found a new job. Also take note how one of these words is stressed more than the others. It is the focus word. Can you find the focus word in this phrase? She found a new job. If you said the focus word is job, you are correct. Notice how it comes at the end of the phrase, as focus words often do. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the rhythm, stressing found, new, and job, and making the word job the main focus word. She found a new job. Today, we're going to review this important material and practice using focus words when we speak. Having clear focus words is very important because focus words highlight to our listener what the most important part of our message is. Having clear, prominent focus words will make your speech much more understandable to a native speaker. It's important to master this pattern. Many students of English make the following two mistakes. The first mistake is that all of the words of their phrase are stressed too evenly. This is confusing to the listener because the American ear has been trained to listen for content words and to listen for one main focus word. Without those signals in the right place, it's not clear what the point of the speaker is. The second mistake is stressing the wrong focus word. Some English students use focus words but choose the wrong one. They might choose a content word that comes earlier in the sentence. Again, this is confusing to the American listener because we are accustomed to generally hearing the main focus word at the end of the phrase. So let's practice using focus words in some key expressions of English. Pay careful attention to your rhythm. Remember to make the stress syllables of the focus words longer and with a higher pitch. Really try to feel the rhythm and intonation of the sentence, almost like it's music. Please listen and repeat. I'm reading a good book. Did you get my message? I'll have it done by Monday. What time will you be back? You mean the world to me. I'd like to make an appointment. Learning to speak English in the correct rhythm and with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.